What's the start with coffee?
On what?
With coffee, we don't we could sip it and make the broth on that. I was totally confused that question.
Why were you confused? I went over it like a bunch of times. If you were
I know.
confused,
I
then
think you contradict yourself at the end, though. It was
why?
fine, and then it wasn't fine. I don't know.
It's not fine. You should not make a bracha achrayin on it.
Got it.
Unless you had 3.3 ounces.
The one shot. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, what we got?
Simon Lamed, the entire Simon, and then Sif Aleph and Lamed Aleph.
Ah, okay, so now this is a major one. Are you recording? Yeah, right?
Yeah,
This
he started.
is a major siman that requires much more than just 10 to 15 minutes because it's rechilus, right? But alas, that's the time we're allotted, so that's what we will try and do. So, Simon Lamed is the Rechilus Lashon Hara Nekima Unetira. This is what caused the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. So, Aleph, Lo Yiseilech Rachel Be'amecha. You shouldn't say Rechilus. So, what does it mean? Ezer Rachel. What is a Rachel? Zeshe Tayin Dvarim. That's somebody who carries around words. Meaning, a Rachel literally means a peddler. Are you peddling words? You have what we call a yentif. And you go from this person to that person. This is what Pliny said. This is what I heard about Pliny. And this is even if you weren't looking to make any problems. You're just hacking around. Even though it's true, and it's nothing negative. This is called a love. Right? Kasriel, right? Anybody else in the professional? Harold. Right, so we call the HIPAA laws, right? You got the HIPAA laws. Everybody's busy with the HIPAA laws, right? We just learned right here that you don't have to be a medical professional or a lawyer or a rabbi to be HIPAA. Everybody has HIPAA laws. Every last person. You go and tell somebody something about somebody else, right? Then you are over on an Issa Daraisa. That's, again, and nothing to do with saying Lashon Hara. Just being a yenta, right? Vu avan gadol, it's a big aver, but gairim la'arig nefashos mi'Yisrael, and it causes people to be killed. L'kach nismach lo'y le'samer adam recho. That's why the pasuk next to it is, don't stand on the blood of your friend. Say ulamad ma'iru l'doyeg adomi. Let's go out and learn what happened to doyeg adomi. Shomar l'shol, he told Shol, ki achi melech nosan l'david say v'cherev. That Abimelech gave Achimelech, I'm sorry, gave David food and a sword. This is the moment when Shaul was chasing David, right? And he ran to Noiv, and Achimelech helped him out. So Achimelech was unaware; he had no idea that there was a fight going on. So he told Shaul Agav under the table. He just told him, by the way, I gave David, which is a total innocent thing. I'm sorry for spending some time on this, but it's very, very important. He said a total innocence, right? So then Doeg went and he went and told it to Shaul, I'm sorry, right? And then because of that, Shaul killed out the whole city. So you never know when you tell somebody something. Like the mashal was using this, you go, some Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is growing. So we have many people, you have a couple of chasanas a night. So what do? You tell your friend, I didn't go, I'm sorry, I couldn't come to your chasana, I didn't feel well. Meanwhile, you went to somebody else's chasana, which you probably could say you didn't feel well because you don't want them to feel bad. You chose somebody else's chasana over you. Then somebody comes to the guy who you told that you were sick and said, hey, I saw what's in it the other night by this guy's chasana. He said, one second. Well, he said he wasn't feeling well. He went to his chasana instead of mine, and now we got a huge fight brewing. And all it was an innocent thing. Now the question is, what do we talk about if we can't even say that? So then what are we talking to our friends about? I don't know.
Sports.
What? Sport. I guess that's where sports comes in. But what happens if the guy tells you, oh, he was at the game with you? He was supposed to be at my shir, right? Or my wedding, or whatever it is. It's almost, I mean, if you learn these halachas properly, you will not open your mouth. But okay, it is what it is, as they say. In that story, it was true. And there was nothing negative about Achimelech. He didn't do anything wrong. He was feeding David. And even if Shaul went straight to ask Avimelech, he would have told him straight. He told it to Doeg, who was the go-between, but he would have told it to Shaul also. He learned his chavon lachtov is there neged Shaul. He wasn't trying to do anything against Shaul. Im kol zeh garam harechila shel doeg shenergu kama koyanim. The whole city was wiped out because of it. And we all have cases where this has happened, where we opened up our mouth and it caused the disaster. So whatever, that's what the Torah meant. Yeah, okay. Beis yesh avon gadol mizeh ad ma'od. There's a bigger one than this. Who bichlal loves and that's included in zeh lashon v'hu lashon hara. That's fascinating because the lashon hara does not one pasuk about lashon hara. The pasuk is about rechilas. We learn it out from there. If somebody says something negative about his friend, even if it's true, right? But if you say sheker, that's way worse. It's a stam, you're saying lashon hara and mitzvah shema. Somebody who sits and says kachva kachva supplyni. This is what Pliny did. Kachva kachva you avoisav. This is what the fathers did. Kachva kach shemati yalov. This is what I heard about him. And he says negative. Alzeh amar akosav yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalakos lashon medaberes gedolos. You should just, Hashem wants to cut off anybody who has loose lips, right, and speaks big. And I'm a Kabbalah Lashon Hara, and somebody who accepts Lashon Hara, who garua yosem min ha'imra, he's worse than the guy who's saying it. Why? But like nechtam gzar din ala v'yisena b'midbar ela Lashon Hara b'lvad, and the gzar din was not sealed on the people in the midbar because of the meraglim, only because of the Lashon Hara. Right, and they believed it. The meaning, yes, you had the 10 meraglim who were no tzaddikim, or they lied and all that. But Klal Yisrael believed the lashon hara, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Had they not believed it, they would have been in better shape. Gimel ad hechon lashon hara. What's how far do you go with that? Where can I find fire? You need fire? Go to this guy's house. He's a big he eats a lot. He has a lot of basar dagim of Asham Shamtaman, and he constantly is they're always cooking over there. So that is a form of lashon hara, even though the guy didn't mean it in a derogatory way, but it could be meant. It could be taken like that. And then there are things that are. Avak means really the dirt of lashon hara, meaning it's not actual lashon hara, but it could lead to it. Ketzad Amar Shiskumi Pliny, he goes to a guy and says, "Don't talk about Pliny." Any right to the my ear, I don't want to get involved. You tell somebody, don't talk to me about him. Right? That's avak lashon hara. Okay, these similar things. And somebody who's speaking well about somebody, I mean, speaking nicely, may sign up, but he says it in front of his enemies. That's also avak lashon hara. That's going to cause them to say negative. If somebody makes a bracha to his friend in the early in the morning, it's a klala. Why? Because of the good is going to come to bad, right? Meaning. Don't be a good guy and say, "Oh, I have to praise him in front of these people." Because if he does that, it's just going to cause them all to say heavy lashon hara. If you say lashon hara derech schaik or with kalas roish, meaning as a joke, k'moy she'ena medaber besinah, like somebody who is not you're not doing a besinah. Who sheshleimer amar b'chachmasay? That's what Shleimer said. Like somebody who weakens himself by throwing fire and arrows and things that could kill people. And it says, "V'amar and all he said is, "I'm laughing around." That doesn't make meaning. Even if you're just making jokes, how many people were really hurt by people just making jokes. If you say Lashon Hara with a hint, he makes it that he's speaking, like, oh, Lefitumay, just a regular schmooze. And he doesn't know it's Lashon Hara, because you're Goyer and I say, and when the people tell him, hey, that's Lashon Hara, I'm here, any Yedeish is now Lashon Hara. I didn't know that's Lashon Hara. I she'elu ma'asav shaplaini, or I didn't know that I was saying over what Pliny said. Right? So those are also all no good. Hey. Whether you say the Lashon Hara in front of your friend or not in front of him, and you say things which could happen that im nishmu ishmi pi ish, if you start playing telephone and it goes from one man to the next man, lahazik chaver begufay b'moynay, to damage the person with his guf or his mamon, afilu lahatzir loy or lafchidai, or to cause him tsar or to scare him, hareza lashonara, that's all lashonara, because you don't even know what it could be. There's a restaurant. Remember that restaurant last year with the receipt from in the restaurant in Lakewood, like the receipt went around, like how big that thing, $6,000 receipt. Da, da, da. That restaurant closed up. Because, and he claims the reason is because of that Lashon Hara or Mitzvah Shem, whatever you want to call it, not Mitzvah Shem, that Lashon Hara that went around. So that caused people not to go to him. Okay, whatever. If it's true, not true, I don't know. Anyways, mistama kfar nisfarsim adavar. But either way, if it's already said in front of three people, did I say it? Did I read that yet? No, that's about the vim kfar nemar adavar b'flei shoisha. If it's said in front of three people, right, even though the first guy to say it is over, mistama kfar nisfarsim adavar, that's considered that it's public. Vim sipar adavar echad mina shloisha pamacheres, and one of those three goes to say it, ain by mishum lashon hara, then it does not. Then it's not considered Lashon Hara. Ah, so that's this is like the biggest cool everybody says, right? Like somebody just texted me right before the shir. Can he text that? Can he tell somebody that somebody's divorced if it's public knowledge? Right? So that's the number one thing. It was said in front of three people, it's considered public knowledge. But v'ushala yichavan lahaver akol. That's as long as your kavana is not to try and spread it. More. Meaning, if you're schmoozing about it and then it comes up, fine, but not because you want to let everybody know. Right? And besides, there are those that disagree with this whole concept of the Ape Tlosa. This is called Ape Tlosa. Right? Whatever it is, you have to look and say, Chofetz Chaim, don't really rely on it because it's very rare that it applies. So, what's your takana? Not to come to Lashon Hara. Im Taman Chacham Hu Yasek B'Tayra. Learn Tayra. Vim Amaretz Hu Yashpel Daitay. Lower your das, meaning become humble, right? Because at the end of the day, all Lashon Hara comes from gaiva, or at least trying to push yourself up. Those that feel good about themselves don't have any reason to say Lashon Hara, right? Michael Jordan doesn't go say Lashon Hara about some guy in the whatever the minor leagues. He has no reason to. It's only when we start feeling, what's the word? When you start feeling threatened or something like that, and that you're not looked at so chashuv, that's when the lashon hara kicks in. Okay, vav. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, arba kitas ein mekabes pnei shchina. There are four groups that do not, that will never be mekabes pnei shchina. Kat leitzim, a group of leitzim, the kat chanefim, people that are how do you touch that? They flatter. The kat shakarim, liars. The kat masarbi lashon hara, people that speak lashon hara. Kat leitzim dechzeh mashach yodeh as leitzim. Mashach yodeh, if he pulls away his hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu miyos as leitzim. And Hashem just stops being with them. Kat chanefim dechzeh ki lefanov yichanef yavai. Kat shakarim dechzeh v'tayvish shakarim liyikon legereinoi. Kat masarbi lashon hara dechzeh ki like el chofetz resha atalei gur hara. Somebody bad should not stay with you. It says in that parsha that it's not, and there's nothing good in his, nothing good, I guess good, yeah, in his mouth. Right? Nothing can stay by you. Nothing bad should not stay by you. Stay by you. Any sort of litzanus, except for making litzanus of avodah zarah, that's this week. You have somebody, this comes up a lot. Litzanus is a terrible thing. You have a rav who gives a good drasha after, before Musaf. And then one guy cracks one little litzanus of the joke about it and derails the entire speech, right? Just because one guy decided he wants to be a wise guy and make a joke, right? And then and then that becomes the focus, and it's terrible. Fine. Somebody who takes revenge on his friend is Iron Aloysius. What's revenge? He asked his friend to lend me your axe. I'm not lending it to you. The next day, the friend needed to borrow something. I'm not lending it to you. Like you didn't borrow the same way you didn't lend to me. I'm not lending to you. It's a nekama, and you're over on a lav. Right? And we do this a lot. Unfortunately, Elakashiyavilishal, you got to be a super tzaddik to do this, even though it's pashat halacha. Elakashiyavilishal, yitem b'leiv shalom, give it him b'leiv shalom, v'lo yigmaloi kashay gamaloi, and don't do to him what he did to you. Elaroyloi l'adam liyis maver al midaisav, you should be over on your midas. I'll call divrei olam on anything in this world she'etzalam avinim. I'll call divrei hevel v'avai. Because for those that understand this world, everybody knows that everything is stupid. It's not even worth it because you didn't get to axe it. It's not worth it. If I ever gave back to the people who did bad for me, he said, no, I actually saved them. Right? We said many times, but the Sefer HaChinuch's pshat in this was, why do I have to go give somebody? He didn't give it to me. Why do I have to give it to him? So Sefer HaChinuch says, because it's a lack of emunah in Hashem. Because who was it that didn't want you to have the axe? Not your neighbor. Hashem didn't want you to have the axe. It happened to be that it went through your neighbor. So by you taking revenge on your neighbor, you're acknowledging that you're saying that Hashem had no part of this equation, which is incorrect. Everything comes from Hashem. If Hashem doesn't want you to have something, it's coming from Hashem, not from the person who implemented it. So by Taka giving it to him, you show that you're believing in Hashem. And if not, then you're believing that Hashem had nothing to do with this because it's your neighbor's decision. It wasn't his decision. It was Hashem's decision and put it into his head for you not to have that axe. Yes. If you want to take revenge from an enemy, the best revenge is be a good guy. Go in the straight way. You'll get revenge. Why? He's going to be pained. A jerk, Taka acts like a jerk to you, but then he sees that you're a respected part of society and you're considered chasha by people, it will kill him. Right? So you start you start he's going to have to start about it. And it's going to be an avelus. It's a strong word the kids is using. He's going to be an avelus because this guy who he hates is so respected. So that's always the best way. Obviously, it's best you should always be a good guy having nothing to do with this. But if even for those that want to get revenge, that's the best revenge. But if you do disgusting things, then your enemy's going to say, "See," and he's going to be very happy on your fall that you fell. And he got revenge on you. So that's always the best way. Yes. Now, netira means you are just keeping it inside you, but you're not necessarily, you're going to give him the axe. Right? What does this mean? So, Reuven told Shimon, Hashilani, davar plani, lend me this thing. Shimon didn't want. Liyamim, a few days later, Ba Shimon, Lishol, Ezechavitz, Reuven, he wanted to borrow something from Reuven. Reuven, hey lecha, hareini mashilcha ve'eni kamaisav. I'm lending it to you, but by the way, I'm not like you. Lo yashal l'chukamasecha. I'm not going to do like what you did to me. So Isaac, so you think, okay, what's the big deal with this? So Isaac is there, over b'leisita, you're over on leisita. Like we said with the Sefer HaChinuch. because you're putting it into this guy's hands, and you're taking Hashem out of the equation. Ella, yimcha, you should erase it from his heart, v'lo yizkerenu klal, and don't think about it. And that is the proper way to go about that. We could have yishuv in the land. That is the way people will handle with, they deal with each other, and mamela, it's a peaceful thing. As long as you take the personal complaints against each other, and just think that it's Hashem, then everybody will get along. Okay, you said one more, Naftali. Lamed Aleph Siman Asha Kol Kavaras Adam Yi L'Shem Shemayim Uboy Zayin Sifim. Yeah, you got to do Aleph. So Aleph. Amar, but this is really a continuation of before that. Everything should be L'Shem Shemayim. Amar Rabbeinu Zecharon Livracha. What is the smallest parsha that the entire Torah depends on it? B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu. In all your ways, you have to know Hashem. That even in your ways, when you're dealing with your own physical things, Da'as Hashem, you should know Hashem. Everything should be done l'shma. Hakima, Tashmish, Vahasicha, talking, Kolzer, Guvcha, everything. When you eat, you should eat only for Hashem. Drink only for Hashem. Walk. Either it should be because that's what Hashem wants you to do, or it's something that Hashem will, it will cause you to be able to do more avodah. So, I mean, obviously, eating is the biggest one. We're supposed to eat, and he'll discuss it further, but you're supposed to eat for Hashem's sake, which then pretty much knocks out a kiddush every Shabbos, l'chaira, unless you know your meal's not going to be for much later. It knocks out my basic eating habits, right? Just eat the minimum amount to keep your body going with strength, and then stop eating, right? If you don't, then that means you're lacking Yiras Shamayim. I think maybe I'm being extreme, but I don't see any other way of understanding it. You need a justification when going for doubles. What is your justification? You just ate. You have enough energy to keep you going. If anything, eating more is going to weigh you down, and you're going to be sluggish, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, whatever. We'll leave that for tomorrow. All right. Thank you for tuning in a little late. Everybody should have a good Tvach, a good Yahr, Surah Tavis.